Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's global outreach to expose PAK-sponsored terrorism. The participants are Prabhu Dayal, former ambassador, and Mayank Singh, journalist.
Ambassador Prabhu Dayal, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Ambassador Prabhu Dayal, the way Prime Minister spoke today and marking the significance of Indian operation, Operation Sindoor.
Jo sochte the, Bharat chup rahega. Aaj wo gharon mein doob ke pade hain. Jo apne hathiyaron par ghamand karte the, aaj wo malbe ke dher mein dabe hue hain. मेरे प्यारे देशवासियों, ये शोध प्रतिशोध का खेल नहीं, ये न्याय का नया स्वरूप है, ये ऑपरेशन सिंदूर है, ये सिर्फ आक्रोश नहीं है, ये समर्थ भारत का रौद्र रूप है, ये भारत का नया स्वरूप है.
Ambassador Prabhu Dayal, throw some light on the way our Prime Minister has spoken today, because 7 delegations, which are important all-party delegations, are also leaving for different countries to talk about terrorism and to bring responsible people for terrorism to books. Please tell our listeners the significance of the way the things are going on.
Prime Minister made it very clear in his speech today, which he gave in Bikaner, that Operation Sindoor was absolutely necessary, and that the government had given a free hand to all the three armed forces after the Pahalgam terror attack of April 22nd. And the military forces carried out an attack which made Pakistan come on its knees and beg for a ceasefire. He was speaking at an airbase, and he said that Pakistan had tried to damage that airbase, among several others that it attacked, as part of its escalation. You know, India had attacked and destroyed 9 camps which were used by the terrorists. But we had said that we don't want to escalate, but if you escalate, we will retaliate. Now, Pakistan made the mistake of escalating and trying to attack civilian sites in India, as also other installations, including military installations. And the airbase where Prime Minister was speaking from was one such place which the Pakistanis tried to attack. And the Prime Minister made it very clear that Pakistan couldn't destroy the airbase here. But not far from here is the Rahim Yar Khan airbase, which he said was in the ICU because of India's airstrike. So Pakistan suffered a lot of damage because of the retaliatory strikes which India carried out. And as a result, they were on their knees. The Pakistanis realized that they couldn't fight any longer and they had already suffered too much damage. And so their DGMO contacted our DGMO and sought a ceasefire. So the Prime Minister's speech was very, very forceful. Now you referred to the parliamentary delegation which have been sent out to various capitals. Now, these are all the key players, you know, all these countries where our delegations have gone, because they're either already members of the Security Council or would become in the next 17 months at least. You know, some will join next year and then some will join in 2027. So these are all countries which are going to matter quite a lot in regard to international affairs, because as members of the Security Council, they will have a say in various internationally important issues. Now, India is very keen to get many of the terrorists, as well as the organizations to which they belong, we want to get them into the UN blacklist. There has already been a lot of success in this regard. Many Pakistani terrorist organizations and their members are on the UN watch list. But we want to have some more put there. Now, if you recall, the Pahalgam terror attack was carried out by the TRA, the Resistance Front. And in the UN resolution which we got passed, condemning the Pahalgam terror attack, Pakistan was able to persuade the other members, in fact, most of the other members, to drop the reference to the TRF. Now, the TRF is out and out a terrorist organization, as are many others based in Pakistan. So we want to have these branded as terror outfits. We want restrictions to be placed on them. We want the Financial Action Task Force to put Pakistan again in the grey list so that concerted action can be taken against the terrorist organizations which operate from within Pakistan. Now, let me state that the world knows that Pakistan is not a democracy and that the civilian government there runs at the mercy of the armed forces. The armed forces, along with their intelligence wing, the ISI, call the shot. And they have a policy of breeding terrorists and sending them across to India. Because the Pakistan Army knows that it is much weaker than the Indian Army and that it cannot fight India in a headlong conflict. So the Pakistan Army takes resort to terrorist activities. And when I was posted in Pakistan 4 decades ago, I used to hear their generals say that we will bleed India through 1,000 cuts. And what they have been trying to do is they have been using terrorists to attack India. And in pursuance of their policy of bleeding India by 1,000 cuts, they have tried to console themselves that they are hurting India. So Pakistan has consistently tried to hurt India. But Prime Minister Modi has taken decisive action. He has said this sort of thing must stop. And that is why he had carried out Operation Sindoor. And he has made it clear that Operation Sindoor has not ended, but that it will continue as long as terrorism from Pakistan continues to hurt us.
Today, MEA, Ministry of External Affairs, did a press conference and spokesperson Randhir Jaiswalji brought out the significance of the 7 delegations which are going to visit the capitals of other countries. Let's listen to what he said.
We want to exhort the world to hold those responsible for cross-border terrorism accountable. Those have been practicing it for the last 40 years against India, that is Pakistan. Their actions need to be called out. They have to be held accountable for the terror attacks that they have carried out against India. This will be an occasion for us to thank our international partners for the strong support, sense of solidarity that they conveyed to us in the wake of the terror attack in Pahalgam.
Ambassador Dayal, in between also we hear there was a speech made by General Asim Munir, who interestingly in the midst of all this has been made the field marshal of Pakistan, the only second one after Ayub Khan, who himself had made himself, and he was the president at the time, as the field marshal of Pakistan. And Mr. Dayal, you talked about your posting there 4 decades back and the army used to talk about bleeding India. What is the hold of the army? Because it is important for the listeners to understand that whatever Operation Sindoor is doing, the seeds were sowed for that by the Pakistan army, as they use terrorism as their strategy.
You know, as I said earlier, Pakistan is not a democracy. Pakistan is run by the deep state, which comprises the army and its intelligence wing, the ISI. The civilian government, or the so-called elected government, act at the mercy of the Pakistan army. It is allowed to continue in its place as long as it obeys the army. But if it tries to oppose what the army wants, then it loses its place and, like Imran Khan, gets thrown into prison. You know, Imran Khan made the mistake of challenging the might of the army and look at what happened. So the army is able to call the shots on everything. And, you know, as regards General Asim Munir becoming the field marshal, well, he has appointed himself. He is all in all in Pakistan. He does as he chooses. And if he wants to be the field marshal, there's nothing that can stop him from within Pakistan. No Pakistani can stop him. What does all this mean for Pakistan? Firstly, it means that the control of the army over the civilian government allows the army chief to suck away all the finances of the country and use the money as he pleases. And the Pakistan army chief uses the finances of the country for terrorism. The result is that projects which would benefit the people, projects which would lead to the country's development, these are held back, these are impeded, and the people are getting increasingly impoverished. The welfare of the people is totally neglected. But the problem is that the people can do nothing. They can't rise up against the army because the army has the guns. The army is very powerful. But how long can people tolerate oppression? There is a limit to that. And that is why we see that there are rebellions which are taking place in different parts of Pakistan. Balochistan has recently declared itself an independent country. It is said we have broken away from Pakistan. In any case, the insurgency in Balochistan has been going on for a long, long time because the Baluchis, who are the largest in terms of territorial space that they occupy, but the smallest in terms of the population. But, you know, they have a lot of mineral resources. They have gas. They have gold. They have a lot of precious metals. They have lots of natural resources. But these resources are not used for the benefit of the Baluchi people, they are used for the benefit of the Punjabis. And the Punjabis are the dominant force in the army as well as in the civilian establishment. So there's resentment in other parts. In Balochistan, there's rebellion. So is there in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, which is the creation of the Pakistan government, is in rebellion against the Pakistan army.
Ambassador Dayal, because you have already spoken and brought in the whole gamut of things, which is like society, military, the rule there, terrorism, low-intensity conflict, which is like deniability is very high, wherein right from Ziaul Haq's days, who was the then dictator there, who converted the entire Pakistan society into terrorism by bringing in the different teachings. And also, he was the one who converted the professional Pakistan army into a communal Pakistan army. And its reflection came out in the way the speech was made by General Munir, talking specifically about two-nation theory. Ambassador Prabhudayal.
General Asim Munir made a very provocative speech just a few days before the Pahalgam terror attack, because he categorically said that Muslims are completely different from Hindus, and that is how he tried to justify the formation of Pakistan and the two-nation theory. But given the timing of the Pahalgam attack, it became clear that his remark had had a very dangerous connotation. But what happened? India has given a befitting reply. The Hindu women whose husbands were killed have been given solace because the government of India launched Operation Sindoor. That their DGMO, literally on his knees, came, he called the DGMO of India and sought a ceasefire. If Pakistan had not been given such a solid beating, would it have asked for a ceasefire? Certainly not. It would have continued the warfare. But in the Indian Defense Forces were able to inflict such heavy damage on the Pakistanis that they sought peace. And of course, we know that the intention of the Pakistanis has not changed. You know, their policies may continue to be as they were before. And we have to be on guard. Can Pakistan completely disavow terrorism? Well, unfortunately not. Terrorism has been firmly ingrained in their system. The policy of terrorist attacks will in all probability continue. It may lie low for some time, but sooner or later it will. And India has to be on high alert, because otherwise the Pakistanis will somehow carry out an attack and try to damage us. And it's also important that the key people in these terrorist outfits, as well as these terrorist organizations, should be put on the United Nations blacklist.
Ambassador Prabhudayal, our expert brought out lots of aspects and which would have enriched your understanding. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, India's global outreach to expose PAK-sponsored terrorism. The participants were Prabhudayal, former ambassador, and Mayank Singh, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about the program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.